Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Feelings of guilt can be unpleasant and damaging, especially if they are unwarranted. But as Taya Cohen, assistant professor of organizational behavior and theory at Carnegie Mellon University, explains, our relationship with guilt plays an important role in making us who we are.
What is moral character, and can it be measured? Our research suggests that one personality trait that distinguishes people who tend to act ethically from those who do not is guilt proneness. People who are high in guilt proneness anticipate negative feelings about bad behavior, regardless of whether other people will know about what they did. They have a strong conscience. They don't need their friends, spouse, or boss constantly monitoring them to keep them from behaving badly. Guilt proneness can be measured with the GASP scale, a questionnaire I developed with colleagues at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The guilt proneness items in the GASP ask respondents to imagine that they secretly lied to people or acted in other unsavory ways, and then indicate the likelihood that they would feel bad about their behavior in the imagined scenarios. Adults who say that they are unlikely or only slightly likely to feel bad about committing transgressions are considered low in guilt proneness, and our research suggests that we should be very wary about interacting with these people. For example, in one study with graduate business students, we found that those who reported low levels of guilt proneness were more likely to lie to their classmates in a negotiation exercise compared to students who reported high levels of guilt proneness. In the workplace, employees who are low in guilt proneness lie, cheat, and steal more than employees who are high in guilt proneness. And this relationship holds even after accounting for other known predictors of bad behavior at work, such as interpersonal conflict and intention to leave one's job. Predicting whether or not a person will behave ethically could make the GASP scale a great tool for employers, business partners, or even would-be spouses.
That was Taya Cohen of Carnegie Mellon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Now I'm guilt-stricken.